Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to the Carolyn and Joe Show. I'm Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And today, we have James again. Hey, what's up, James?
Not much. Just, you know, good to be back.
So, yeah, we have a special episode today. We're all eating pie.
Mmm, tasty.
Yes.
Delicious pie.
I'm eating a cherry pie with ice cream right now. Yes. James, what are you eating?
I'm eating pumpkin with ice cream as well.
Yes. But yours is still frozen, sir.
yes, it is. And it is delicious.
I love pie. We'll just have a couple minutes of just munching sounds.
Yeah, that's good.
This is leftover Thanksgiving pie.
This is great. I really appreciate it. Really, thanks.
Welcome back, James. Here's some pie.
We have so much pie. We have like five pies. And one cake.
Hey, did you know there's a paper moon in Springfield now?
What?
No way. Really?
Yes, there is. It's right next to the Kinko's. FedEx Kinko's. Yes.
It's right where Dolphin Steakhouse was. Paper Moon is a strip club in Virginia,
like by
Kmart or everywhere else.
Did you guys go?
Oh.
No, we just saw it from the window of Kinko's.
And I was like, is that
we're making our comic books.
Is that same Paper Moon? Yeah, where we make our comic books. Kid Roxy, Black Magic Tales, Curls comic strips. It's right across from a strip club, by the way, for you people at home.
That's hot. That's where we make our comics.
Who are you texting to, James?
Your mama?
Nobody. I had a missed call.
Cherry pie. So, Joe, what made you think of Paper Moon just now?
Because I like to think of random things sometimes.
When you eat pie?
Say it out loud. Yes, maybe that's how I linked it with pie. Pie and strippers.
Ah, nothing beats pie and strippers.
Mm-hmm.
Except nachos.
Nachos and strippers together.
Remember the time I had those fiesta fries?
Nachos grande.
Spilled them all over my center console.
We don't have the car anymore.
No, I don't have that car anymore. It's long gone.
What do you drive now?
Now I drive a 07 Toyota Tacoma.
You know what? Were you amazed that the gas prices have dropped so freaking low?
I was. Because all summer, all I'd heard about was what the gas prices were back home. Like, almost $5 a gallon.
It's ridiculous.
And now I come back and it's like $1.68. And I'm like, what are you guys talking about? Gas prices are fine.
Wait, how much did you say it was?
$1.68.
I got it for $1.55 today. Or $1.54.
Where?
Weevilville.
It's pretty awesome.
I know, man. It's pretty amazing. I love
it. Do you realize that we've actually talked about Weevilville in almost every radio show we've done?
I love it. Because like Weevilville is everywhere, man. Weevilville can be anywhere. I think there's a Weevilville in every single town I know. name a state, James, that probably does not have a Weevilville.
Alaska.
No way, man. That's
Alaska. They probably have like an Eskimo Weevilville.
but those are the real people. That's the real deal there.
Bet you like
they were there first.
Bet you New Hampshire doesn't have a Weevilville, or Maine.
Maine. What do they have in Maine?
Lobsters.
I don't know. Maine sucks.
Exactly.
I think it's all old people.
Weevils are like, I don't really want to go to there. It's like all old people.
I don't think Maine sucks. There's like lobsters and lighthouses there. Is there like any state that has like absolutely like nothing going for it? Because Maine at least has something going for it.
What is,
I don't know.
Where's Plymouth Rock?
It's in Virginia, right?
No, Plymouth Rock is not Virginia.
Oh, God. I just showed my total ignorance there.
Isn't Plymouth Rock? That's like in,
Plymouth.
Isn't that like Arkansas?
No. It's like somewhere in there. Like, isn't it Massachusetts?
Probably.
Plymouth, Massachusetts? That's, that kind of sounds familiar.
Yeah. maybe.
See, now I'm redeeming myself.
I was called you the Miz.
What?
I don't know.
Why are you calling me the Miz? What?
What?
I don't know why you're calling me the Miz, but it's kind of disturbing.
James, do you know that what I've noticed is that ever since you started saying the word, like, every word that you use a lot of people will copy it. What are your feelings about that?
Pretty much everywhere I go, people will copy my stuff, and I've never gotten it because...
What do you mean you've never gotten it?
I never understood it because I've always considered myself, you know, like, average Joe, you know?
You're such a trailblazer.
Average Joe.
You didn't realize.
What do you feel about it now, though? Do you feel like you're gypped? Because some people might start saying something, and it'll get real famous, and then you'll be like, wait a minute, I said that circa 1996 or something like that.
We need to copyright our words.
It's kind of funny.
Because I thought, like, back in the day, 97, you started saying the word classic. Remember that?
Yeah.
Now, did you get that? What was that sound? What? So that a weird sound.
What was that?
It was like...
Wait, what was that?
It was like...
No, I know what it was, but I don't know who it was.
All right, back to the story, I guess.
Yeah, I don't say that anymore. I haven't said that in like 8 years.
Well, I remember everyone was saying that, but where did you get it from? Or did you purely just make it up?
No, I probably got it from somewhere. Probably stole it from somebody. I don't know.
Christian Cage.
Who?
Christian Cage.
Who's that?
Christian. Edge Christian.
Is that his name now?
Yeah, but now he's off TNA.
Oh, I've never even watched that. I haven't watched wrestling in a long time.
You're not missing much.
Yeah. Oh,
well. Well, what?
Well, not like huge, though.
Wait, what are you missing? After we finish this story, let's finish, fill in James. On like the on the rest on what has happened in wrestling in the past like half a year.
Okay. All right. So what we're talking about? Because then I noticed in college, every one of the people that you were surrounded by kept on saying the word "damn it" in a certain way, and that still goes to today.
Yeah, I think everyone still has.
Did you ever notice? Did you? But I want to just know if you ever noticed that people were like saying something that you were saying.
Do you remember that time you came over to visit me when I was living in those dorms?
Yeah,
at MCV.
Yeah,
and
Okay.
Remember in
the medical campus?
Yeah, remember my roommate Jarrett?
Can you hear that?
Yeah. Remember you knew him because he was friends with Duke?
Yeah,
but then. No, it wasn't there. We were driving around the car, like the three of us, or maybe the four of us were together.
Yeah.
We're driving around, and he goes, I don't know, something funny happened. He's like, oh, Rico.
I remember that.
You didn't expect it at all.
I looked at you, and I was like, what, dude? Because, I don't know, between you and me, like, I could sense people were gonna start ripping your gimmicks off, like from the very beginning. Like I prophesied it. For some reason, I was like, people are gonna start ripping off James, like from day one. Since I knew everyone was ripping off Smith to these and ripping off, like all this other stuff, I didn't expect Rico to come back.
You know, like 5 years later,
I was like, how did that happen, man? What's the background of Rico? That's off of the old wrestling stuff that Bobby used to do.
But you know what?
No, I said it.
Oh,
I was the one who said it.
James made up.
No,
that
but word. I'm thinking where it came from, like the situation where that started.
It was Jason.
No, maybe because I got mixed up that Bobby was ripping you off, and then you actually originated that.
Speaking of something that James originated and wrestling, and something that James has been ripped off from. Is there is a wrestler now that took James's gimmick, a current wrestler.
What, Cool Runnings you talking
about? Yes,
yeah.
Somebody has a Cool Runnings gimmick. Who's that guy?
Is his name Cool Runnings?
His name is Kofi Kingston.
Oh, I've heard of him.
Yeah, he has this whole Jamaican thing now.
He does use a train stopper,
too. Yeah, and the first time I saw it, I was like, oh my god, that's James's gimmick. Joe, he stole James's gimmick. And totally stole
because,
it.
Because James back in the day had the gimmick of...
Cool Runnings.
Yeah, Cool Runnings... But if he was white, I would definitely think that was a gimmick infringement there. How's that pie?
Good. What a mouthful. What? God damn it. It's so good. Let me finish. All right. Yeah, back to the people stealing my gimmicks and...
Yeah. Well, they just always store your catchphrases. I just want to know how, if that ever affected you on how you would, if you would try to find something new after that.
I don't know.
Because I never tried, like, I saw that was coming and I knew, I was like, I'm not going to jump on this James bandwagon. I've known him since, I don't know, second, first, or whatever grade.
I think it was third.
Back in the single digits.
I don't know. It doesn't bother me too much. I mean, it's kind of annoying when...
It crossed the line when Alan started saying it. And I was like, come on, man.
Whenever you guys mention Alan, I just think of him and his birthday.
But because it was the guy... This is the guy that would rip off every gimmick that James had, but then he would just make it so horrible. I was like, you're doing it wrong, though, man. Because I got big D's. I was like, it doesn't fucking work like that. It doesn't fucking work. You don't say it like that, dude.
Oh my God.
I was like, no, you don't, Alan. Stop crying about your ex-girlfriend. It's your birthday.
Oh. You know that part in Boogie Nights? Remember we were talking about that before? Where Mark Wahlberg, I guess he's out of porn and he starts trying to make a rock record.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there with that dude playing guitar. And they're singing that song. He's like, feel my heat. feel. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I was watching Boogie Nights when we were in Kuwait going to Iraq, and
what, like on the plane?
No, we were like waiting like in these big tents. I had a DVD player, and I'm watching the DVD, and anyway, when we get to Iraq, like I have that in my head, that feel my heat, like him singing that for some reason, like the whole plane ride. So I'm singing that to myself, like kind of quietly, but people can hear it as I'm walking around, like doing stuff in Iraq, and. It gets in this one guy's head. And then the whole, like, 7 months we were there, every time this guy walked past me, he'd either do, like, a Macho Man imitation, which is a different story because that came from me, like, getting pretty trash at a barbecue, like, in 2006.
Doing Macho Man.
Anyway, he'd either do that or he'd go, feel. The whole time. He couldn't get it out of his head.
Yeah, man. I guess if you were like if you're a superhero, that would be like your power. Is your power of like influence like that, dude? You just get things to be in people's heads.
Hey, you, join the Navy.
Works for me. Have you seen the Simpsons movie? Did I ever talk to you about that yet?
I've tried to watch it several times, but I can't get past like the first 10 minutes of it.
There was a scene. I think I kept on bringing up I don't think I've said this on the radio show yet. It was my favorite scene. And, so the climate or whatever, like the pollution level is so high in the town. And Mary Quimby is like, we are, like, I think this is the,
you have to do this in the Kennedy voice.
I can't do the Kennedy voice. But basically they had a town meeting and everyone's at a theater, right? And they're all looking up at the screen and they're like, and Mary Quimby is like, we're at code black. And then you know those two workers that work at the factory, that black dude and the other dude.
Why do all the black guys work at the factory?
Yeah, Lenny and Carl. Yeah. And then so the white guy was like, black, that's the worst color. And then they panned to the black dude.
What?
He's like, oh, it's okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I can't like that first 10 minutes of the Simpsons movie is pretty insane, man.
I think I like boys now.
Oh, no.
Wait, that was when Bart was going around, he was like skateboarding naked.
Yeah.
And then what's his name? Ralph.
Ralph.
Ralph's like,
Ralph Wiggum.
I think I like boys. That was a good movie, man. I like that movie. I was thinking about buying that movie because on Black Friday they had it for $3, I think.
$3?
Yeah. Did you buy anything?
$3.96.
$3.96.
I tried to do some shopping yesterday on Black.
Where were you?
Huh?
Where were you?
Where was I yesterday?
It doesn't matter. Were you at Target or something or?
I don't remember where I went. Well, I tried to go to Best Buy.
Oh,
I couldn't even find a parking space.
Hell no, man.
Oh, there was like four cops there.
Huh? Really? Where? Which one?
The one in
went to Fairfax.
Fair Lakes.
Fair Lakes. Yeah, the one I tried to go to. But there are so many idiots driving around that parking lot by the BJ's and stuff.
What?
People did not know what they were doing.
Yeah, the BJ's.
That was
what? So anyway.
Wait, so there's BJ's going on in the parking lot?
No. Is that what you said?
No, I'm
that's not what you said.
What? God, who was giving those out?
What a Black Friday that was.
BJ's. Talking about BJ's, the store.
Is that okay. Where you went? Is that? I mean, that's their
it's like
fault.
Right across the street.
No, I didn't. I'm just saying in that parking lot area with all those stores. By BJ's. So anyway, yeah, I went to that GNC. That was all right.
Then, I thought you weren't ever going to go to that GNC ever again.
Why?
Remember that one time you and I went to that GNC? We're there, and you went to buy some sort of supplements. And then the lady asked you, like, oh, would you like to apply for a card? You get 10% off your 10% off your purchase today. And you're like, no, that's okay. I'm probably never going to come here ever again.
Yeah.
Well, as if she gave you like the worst service. I was like, damn, James, she just stood there,
it's
dude.
It's kind of the same thing I told the lady this time.
I'm that's probably never so going to come here ever again.
Yeah. But anyway.
What were we talking about? Yeah, did you get parking?
Black Friday.
So I got some stuff from there. And, I got so mad because of all the cars in the parking lot and all the cars driving. So why are there so many cars? Why? This makes sense.
There's so many people.
There's not enough road for all the cars.
Everyone was trying to get the best deal.
Wait,
why
are there so many?
Because
there's so many.
Period. Not just Black Friday, huh?
Oh, just in general, the whole entire world.
Yeah.
That's how it is so in this area now. It's something that you just notice from being away for a while. But that's how it's getting. Each year, it gets worse and worse. Just from I know in my experience of driving to work. This area is just, like, really congested with too many people and too many cars.
Yeah.
I mean...
It's probably not just us, but...
Did you get into Best Buy?
Big cities.
No, I didn't go. No. I couldn't find a parking space.
Damn.
There are too many cars zipping in and out and being retarded.
Yeah, I remember when we drove by. I think we were there around, like, 6 or... before 7 o'clock, I know. And we drove in front of that Best Buy. And there was already, like, five cop cars there. And a whole line that was going outside. I drove past that. I was like, fuck that, dude. I'm not going in.
Oh, I went to that Circuit City?
Yeah.
Over in Springfield?
Yeah. Hey, I went there too.
You did?
Yeah.
We got the best deal there.
What?
Well, there's this TV show called Mad Men that I'm a fan of Mad Men. And that I've never seen that price go down below $40, where it'd be like $39 something. So we came back after all of our hijinks and stuff, and then Carolyn was looking into the newspaper, and she sees Circuit City, and underneath Mad Men, it was like $12.99, or $13.99. I was like, we gotta go now. And we got all the way up there, and we found like the very last Mad Men.
And also, it was like noon, and like on Black Friday at noon, pretty much everything's been picked over at that point.
Yeah.
And so, like, we thought that one was just waiting for us. Because really, like, how can they even sell Mad Men for $13?
I don't even know what Mad Men is.
Mad Men's a pretty good show.
It's, like, one of the best shows on, like, cable.
Oh, very well.
But it's like, really well shot and well done. It's basically like a movie, but TV series. But it's very, very well done. It's about advertising in the 60s and, like, is it 50s or 60s? 60s?
Now it's in the 60s. Yeah. Now it's in the 60s.
Oh.
So it's like, you know, old school advertising and like the men who run it and like one woman. But yeah.
Yeah, I guess we had some good deals that day. Did you actually end up buying anything? Even though I think I always ask this every year.
No.
No?
No, I bought some stuff at GNC. I didn't get anything at anywhere else. But it's funny because I was thinking that there might be a store open.
Yeah.
So I went over driving around the area. And I went driving on Thanksgiving Day, and I went looking by that Circuit City, and there was a sign on the wall that said, line starts here, and there was some, like, Spanish girl standing there, waiting in line. This was, like, at 6 o'clock in the evening. Yeah, just by herself.
In the evening?
Yeah. Like
the
Thanksgiving
night. Thanksgiving.
The day before night. Black Friday.
There's some Hispanic girl, some weevil girl.
Yeah.
Standing
like a bull weevil or whatever. Waiting there for a...
Oh my God, why would you do that at 6 p.m.?
Did you talk to her?
No. I wanted to roll down my window and ask her what she's doing.
Like, was she like huddled in a blanket or anything?
She pushed
her
out of the way.
Was she on the floor or was she standing?
No, she had her hands in her pockets and she was like kind of like dancing back and forth like... Just moving around, keeping warm. not dancing, but you know.
It's like, a little bit crazy.
I don't know.
Like, really, if you were...
It's not worth it.
All right, so it is Black Friday. What exactly would you be looking for, though?
She's one of those people that are looking for, like, probably that, like, ad that's, like, right in the front page. They're like doorbuster deal or whatever, and then you look then you look really small and like 4-point type. It says limit six per store.
That sucks.
So like
all these people are still in line for
that. So like say there's like a $300 laptop or something, and everyone's like, oh man, I want that $300 laptop. And they have to get in line so they can be like the first six people in the store.
Like they're gonna be the first ones to get like.
No, but seriously, and then at that point, I know I've already told Joe this, but at this point, it's like. You know, probably one employee is probably going to grab one of those laptops, too.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, so that's like
gotta
really...
Gotta look out for number one.
Because you're working there so early, you have to get in there at 3 o'clock, all right? You're like, I'm going to fucking take this.
But then it's like, really? Then there's only 5 laptops? I mean, like, really? I mean, also, it's like, you really going to stand in there at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving night for a laptop?
How was your Thanksgiving anyway, James? Did you eat a lot?
Yes, I did. It was awesome.
Did you eat something that you haven't eaten before?
No, it was pretty much the same thing as every year.
Which yeah. is like?
Turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes.
Please explain Thanksgiving to me.
Sweet potatoes.
Explain to me
green
this.
Green bean casserole.
This. Yeah, why does everyone have green bean casserole,
it's
man?
It's awesome. It's delicious.
But it's not like it's not like they had that back then.
I just
then.
Like regular green beans.
How do you know, man?
The Indians well, are like, we got this green bean casserole.
Do they have marshmallows on top of their sweet potatoes?
I did, my brother did say, like, oh, you need to have this, man. It tastes like candy. It's like, what is it? And it's like, all I saw was, like, the marshmallows on top. I had a bit of it, man. It's insane.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Ridiculous.
I don't know. My parents are, like, against putting marshmallows on it.
Why?
They're just like, oh, no, they're not into it.
I don't really see why you'd need to put marshmallows on it, though. I usually just knock them off with my fork.
I don't eat them. Just flick them off.
I think my parents are just, like, more traditional, and they just want to eat, like, a straight-up sweet potato, like, in its actual shell.
We ended up playing later that night Rock Band 2 or 3. Guitar Hero 3.
Yeah. No, it was Rock Band because... Wait, we had the drums with
it. You turn around like it's there. It's not there, man. My brother... Actually, no, but we have...
We have the drum set,
the
but
drum
nothing
set,
else.
Yeah, we have the drum set, but because my brother took the rest of it.
But, why did he leave the drum set?
But Carolyn was so mad at the drum part at first because it was frustrating. Tell me why it was so frustrating.
Keep in mind, this is my first time like ever sitting in the chair, like ever even playing Rock Band or Guitar Hero, whatever you call it. But like, I was kind of sucky in the beginning because like, you know, I didn't know like the colors and stuff. And, you know, like basically it's like the drum kit and you have all the like a color for each part of the drum kit. And then I don't know, with the patterns and stuff, I didn't know what to hit, so I kind of, like, really didn't do good the first few times. But then they stop the game, and then they're like, you suck, and then it's like, you get booed off, and, like, the crowd is like, boo!
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Like, they wouldn't, I basically got kind of pissed because, like, they wouldn't really give you a shot, you know, especially when you're first learning.
But you were pretty mad because you...
And also, well, no, but I want to point out, they have, like, a beginner's level. I was on the easy level.
Yeah.
Like, I was on, like, I wasn't on the beginner's level. I was on the easy level.
Which is one step above beginners, right?
Yeah. So, like, maybe I should have been on beginner's level.
I could sense that you were pissed off because while everyone else was playing, you kept on going to me and saying, like, this is no fair. Like, I didn't even give me, like, a chance or anything.
No, because they already, like, we didn't even get to, like, the singing part and they already said I suck. And, like, it was, like, the first 20 seconds. But I did better on the guitar, later.
Did you ever play that game, James?
I played Guitar Hero 2. I haven't played anything else.
But doesn't it, like, really, okay, I think, I don't know, maybe I should have probably been on the beginner's level or whatever that first level was. But, like, still, I don't know, I'm just like, man, they don't even give you a chance. You know? Like,
give me
a
chance.
How am I supposed to learn if you don't, like,
that's
if
what
I
you're,
can't go through
that's
the
what
first...
You're, that's what you're saying.
Seconds.
That's what you're saying, but you're saying that really, like, heart, like, really saddened by. You're like, they didn't even give me a chance to learn. How are you supposed to learn this? Like, if I can't even play the first lines. What song was it, too? Do you remember what song it was?
It was like
Jane's Addiction, like the mountain song or something.
Oh, yeah, it was like, coming down a mountain.
And, like, you really wanted to play that song because you're a big fan of that song.
Yes,
and they couldn't
get
you a chance.
And they wouldn't even give me a chance, you know? I don't know. I was just kind of like frustrated with it.
What do you think of the theory of guitars?
And also, can I point out one thing? Also, I had like five little kids around me, like literally touching the sticks, like as I'm trying to play, and they're like, "I want to play." And Trisha's like, "Can I play next?" And I'm like trying to do the mountain song and like know the colors with five kids around me. First time ever playing. Okay, it's like I'm not trying to like you know. Give excuses, but I'm just saying that's how it went
down. You got better later on, but James, is there was what do you think?
God damn it!
My phone is falling.
What it, like since you know how to play guitar, and you're pretty good musician. What do you feel about like, you know, like that sort of transition? Like it doesn't you're not really playing guitar on it either. You know what I mean?
Well,
would you rather just play it for real than play it on the game?
Yeah, I'd definitely rather play it for real. It was pissing me off too because I suck at Guitar Hero.
Oh man!
And
how bad though? How bad?
Well, I don't know. I only played it for, I played it for like one night at somebody's house.
Okay, right on.
Yeah, this is like a year ago.
See, but I don't really. Okay, James plays guitar well, like in real life, not in fake life. But like, it just shows you like. I mean, we've only played it one time, so I guess maybe we should give it more of a shot till we like officially trash it.
I'd probably be pretty awesome at it if
you actually like really spent time with it. Yeah. Yes.
Like I always felt that guitar, any one of those games involving the drums, like that game is really good for learning drums. I think, or at least knowing how to tell time, like keep time, because like you got to be like on the beat and all that stuff. Like, but drums are really hard on that game. I think. Really difficult because you got to match the colors and the colors don't make sense when you see it on screen. It's really, confusing.
I've never seen it.
It's really confusing
in person.
Afterwards, I just played the drums for real. Like, I mean, like I played the game drums. And I just played them for real. Like later on.
My main Manny Pacquiao. Well, my main analogy for this like rock star.
Get that sand out, James.
the rock star Guitar Hero thing is this. As an artist, this is how I compare it to. You know how when you have like paintbrush and like real paint and you're painting on a, like a real piece of paper, that's real art. Then when you go, on like Photoshop and go on the computer, it's like, it's all computerized. Can be kind of cool, but it's still not like you're actually touching the brush and like feeling the paper and all that like touchy feely stuff.
It's not virtual.
You get that motion.
It's more of a virtual
like,
playing, right?
But then like with Guitar Hero, it's like you're playing like with computer. And on the TV screen, and it's all, it's virtual. But then when I play, like, you know, guitar in real life or drums in real life, I feel like I'm actually, like, doing something and, like, it's more organic. So that's my analogy. And so basically, like, I think Guitar Hero is, like, guitar Photoshop.
Guitar Photoshop. That's a good conclusion to come here. All right. Let's start our contest here, the 7-Up vs. Sprite contest.
Oh, yeah.
James, go ahead and describe what we're about to do.
I'll go prepare it.
Maybe you should be the one that drinks it.
Who, me?
All right, wait. So what's going to happen? James, you describe what's going to happen. What, so Carolyn's going to mix it?
Yeah.
Are you coming over here?
Cut my mic for a second.
Cut your mic? Cut the mic. So.
I need to go in the other room.
Wait.
I need to go in the other room.
All right, so what's basically going to happen today is we're doing the old-fashioned 7-Up versus Sprite test. Old 7-Up versus Sprite test. I guess basically the challenge was laid is, hey, can we tell the difference between 7-Up versus Sprite? Sprite, not Sprite. Wait, come back. Are we using the naturally flavored 7-Up?
Yeah.
All right, that's all I need to know. I can distinctively tell the naturally flavored Sprite, James.
Naturally flavored Sprite?
Yeah, it's like the best, 7-Up. Naturally flavored 7-Up. Is like
what's the other flavor?
We got the cups on the table over here.
Don't they have like cherry 7-Up and stuff?
Dude. No, like they completely changed the taste of 7-Up. They completely changed it, but now it has a crisper taste.
Well, that's gonna affect the outcome of the thing.
I know because I can tell.
Oh, man, this isn't even fair.
Wait, should we have a wager? Do you want to bet something?
I don't know. I don't know if it's rigged or not.
How is it rigged? She's over there, man.
I don't know.
Well, this should be... all right, she's coming back. Wait, is James going to do it too?
Yeah.
We can use these cups right here.
Yeah, but you can't see them.
I can't see them?
You have to have in a glass cup.
Why?
Because then you can, like, see it. Like, the actual liquid.
But... No. Well, we need to start over. Start. So what? If we're not able to see it, that's better. So we can't tell what is what. Even though 7-Up and Sprite are clear.
The same.
Well, one's more bubbly than the other one.
Yeah, that could mean something.
Maybe one's just flat.
All right, so use these white cups.
Okay, wait. Get me two.
They gotta be white.
Am I getting four? Am I doing like two?
Or two for James and two for me. So we're gonna see.
Deuce.
Okay. Let me get you a.
I should write something on the bottom. Then, I should write something on the bottom then.
No, but when you walk it over, I'll be able to see it.
On the bottom?
This is me we're talking about. I'm
shit. Are you saw Chris Angel?
Just take your glasses off.
Here. Use this as a tray.
Or
you say Chris Angel?
Chris Angel. It's a Chris Angel, motherfucker. This ain't no Chris Angel, Mind Freak, David Blaine. Have you ever seen David Blaine, James? While she's...
Wait, come on now.
What? It's a good jam.
You can write on the bottom now. You can, but you can write on the bottom now that the bottom is covered.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Where are you gonna start over?
It wasn't here.
No, don't drink that. I think that's like chemicals. Did you ever watch David Blaine, James? They had a David Blaine special while you were away.
It's water.
What?
It's water.
It's water.
No, I don't know who that is.
David Blaine is like another street magician,
uh-huh.
Like Chris Angel.
Is he better?
I don't think he's better. I think David Blaine.
Who do you think will win in a fight?
David Blaine versus Chris Angel. I don't know. They're both from New York. But you know what? You know how they look like?
I know what Chris Angel looks like.
But you know how David Blaine looks like? David Blaine
I've never seen him.
He just looks like your normal guy off the street, I guess.
Like an average Joe.
But he looks like he's from, like, you know, the Bronx or Brooklyn or something like that.
Looks like he's been through some hard knocks.
Like, a little bit, maybe. I'm not sure. But I definitely think, because Chris Angel does, like, martial arts and stuff, you know?
Does he?
Yeah, he does, like, all this crazy training.
Then he could probably win.
I don't know what David Blaine does, but his show is, I don't know, I saw a David Blaine special, because he did something where he hung upside down for a certain amount of days.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard about that. That's right.
Did you hear about the outcome of that?
Doesn't he have, like, brain damage or something?
No, he doesn't have anything. It was all a farce. It was bullshit.
Oh, so you didn't actually do it?
No, he did do it. He hung upside down, I think, for, like, what, 3 days?
Why?
Why does he do anything, man? To be cool. For ladies.
Yeah, yeah. That's
but, basically,
pretty much why he's doing it.
But from what I heard is that he hung upside down, but he was given a break, like, every hour. Like in real life, he was given a break every hour.
Oh, but you didn't see it.
No, we didn't see it because they only show the special like on the night of.
Well, still, I wouldn't want to hang upside down for an hour.
Yeah, but that sort of defeats the purpose if like you're supposed to hang upside down.
Yeah.
I guess where how would you have a bathroom break though? You know.
Did he get bathroom breaks?
I mean, that's what it was for.
They should give him a bag.
Oh, I thought. Oh, okay.
I think the best bet is to lay that down here in the center.
So, did you describe what we're doing here?
Yeah, we're basically having the Sprite for 7-Up test, and we're supposed to be able we're gonna guess which is which.
And what we have is four.
But you already know this is
yes.
And these four cups here, this is fair, right?
Wait, I good. Need to look at the bottom.
No, don't look at it now. Don't look at it now.
But then, how are we supposed to know for real what's in each one?
Well, we're supposed to guess what it is.
Okay, wait. So, like after you, okay, basically what we have here is four white styrofoam cups. Each there's two of them. Two are filled with Sprite, and two are filled with 7-Up.
Okay.
Okay, now. Wait, I should go in the other room again and check which is which so I know that, like, this is
so
James.
So you're gonna take it away from us now?
Yeah, so, like, I know that this is James and this is you because I don't know if these could be the same.
All right, go ahead.
But let me check.
Go ahead. Let's start this.
Wait, did you write it on the bottom?
Yeah.
Well, can you see at the bottom?
Well, then we'll know after we drink them.
No, but she's making sure that they're both different
like,
for
so
us.
So that this isn't a Sprite and a Sprite for you. And I have to make sure that, like, they're even.
Oh. All right.
Hold on.
Getting pretty thirsty.
I just want to make sure for real.
So So it was cool. While I was talking about magic is over at the While you were gone, Carolyn and I actually continued our comic book tour, which we did. We went to Charlotte.
Really?
We went to New York. We did Baltimore again. We did the Small Press Expo. And we did Richmond. But over in Baltimore, at the end of the day, we met a street musician who came to our table, and he will be the magician. What?
Magi. Was he a mime?
No, what? It's not a mime. All right, here we go. Wait, the table has been set.
Continue your talk, though. Or should we do
basically what I wanted to do is, so Carolyn was away at the table like meeting up with another artist, but he came up to me. He came up to me and was like, "Hey, you want to see some magic?" And I was like, "Yeah, dude. Are you like Chris Angel, David Blaine, dude?" And he's like, "Yeah, I guess so." But I was like, "Can you come back like at this certain amount of time, because I want Carolyn, because she's a huge Chris Angel fan. I want him to do the magic to her." So we came back later on and like did some street magic.
It was insane.
What was the magic?
Like, oh, he did like card tricks, and he like did some.
We filmed some of it.
Yeah, we filmed some of it.
When are you gonna finish the film?
When I finish it, you'll be able to see it. But it's cool stuff.
Or you can show James like now. You can be first peek.
Well, I don't know.
But oh my god, there's like one. I'm not cheating. There's symbols. So anyway, but there's like one. Okay, so there's like one that he did that Joe didn't tape, but I swear to God it was real. And actually, this is good that I'm telling it on this show, because otherwise, like, we don't have it like taped. But he told me to like hold his arm like on his wrist, and he's like, squeeze really hard. And so I like squeezed it for like probably 20 seconds, and he's like, okay, you can let go. And then like I let go, and then like what my card that I previously picked was like in his veins,
like it was imprinted
like
on his arm.
Like imprinted on his arm, like in red, like kind of like a vein.
What? That's weird.
Like it was like, I think that was like the Queen of Hearts or something, and it had the imprint. He had like a Q with a heart. I swear to God, it was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, it's like unreal.
Pretty wild.
It's pretty awesome. We need to learn magic.
Oh yeah. Seriously, how do you do that?
All right, let's get with the contest. All right, Carolyn, so like, lay out the game.
Is 4 white styrofoam cups, and 2 are filled with Sprite, and 2 are filled with 7 Up. And these two, right here to my right, are James, and these two right over to my left are Joe's.
Okay.
So
okay. So we're just gonna drink one and drink the other, then we just say which is which.
Yes, and what I suggest.
But we have to put them back on the spot of where it was before.
Yes, and what I suggest to both of you, since you know how when you drink the cup you can see the bottom of it, but just kind of like.
Do we have straws?
I want.
All right, so you turned
Joe, do we have straws? That might work.
Man, I don't want to have to.
No, that's good.
No, actually,
here, just turn to your right, and I'll turn to my right.
You have to turn, and you have to have your eyes closed.
First time. No, that's your left, dude.
Huh? No, but
you pointed that way, damn it.
No, I said I'll turn to my. I said you turn.
No, okay,
your right.
Turn and have your eyes closed, just for you know. Just please, just do that for the sake of it.
But we'll both take the right one, and then we'll take the left one. So
it doesn't matter which one you take, actually. But just tell me what. Okay, which one do you want to take first?
I'll take the right one.
All right, wait. We'll say it after we drink them both.
We'll say it. Okay.
Very well.
All right. Cool.
Eyes closed.
Yep.
Next. Kay. All right.
I say, should we just?
You go first. Wait, or
let's flip a coin to see who goes first.
Or should we write it down?
No, we'll just say it. We'll just say it.
Why are we gonna?
Which one's that? Damn it.
Wait. Okay. So James wants to know which one is this.
All right. This one on my right. This is 7 Up.
Incorrect.
Oh, motherfucker!
I say this is 7 Up.
That is incorrect.
Ah, what?
We're both wrong.
No, wait. Let me see.
If it's a zero, that's 7 Up. If it's an S, it's Sprite.
Well, this one is all flat, so it's hard. It's like the print symbol or something.
They're both flat. So,
so what do we make of this challenge that you're both incorrect?
That they both freaking taste the same.
Wait, can I taste it?
Wait, do they need...
I really...
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, Joe drank all of it.
All right, wait, James.
Wait.
Yeah, take from James. But yeah.
Or should I test?
Yeah,
I
we'll test. Wait. We'll test Carolyn. So, James, can you go and sort of do the same test right for her?
Yeah, they're in the other room.
Oh, man.
Come on, well,
I'm tired,
know.
Man. I don't feel like getting up.
You can come on, dude.
All right, fine. I'll leave. I'll do it.
You have to rinse these out because of the other taste?
Fine. I'll just get these.
Well, then I can see. I know which one bubbles more.
These.
We're making more complex. That's the.
No, but that's how you do it here.
All right, you guys talk amongst yourselves.
All right, we're talking.
So what do you think about that challenge?
I had more
confidence in you guys, to be honest with you. I thought you were gonna know.
I don't know, it really tasted like Sprite, but I guess it wasn't.
Skills, man.
Huh? Martial arts skills. I don't have any.
Can you give me the tray?
Yeah. Joe, you can mark on the bottom. With the Sharpie in the other room. Man, I don't know, I was kind of, disappointed in you guys.
Well,
because you usually know we'll all about do. These things. Okay.
Ain't that easy. Or maybe it is. Maybe it's too easy. Maybe that's it.
I think it was funny the way you guys tried it. Like you tried it like I was going to trick you with the crisscrossing or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's definitely different than the Pepsi challenge because Pepsi definitely tastes a lot different than Coke.
Which, oh my gosh.
I guess I gotta go away for a second.
What are you guys gonna put water in there or something?
We'll back in a second. I just wanna show him so he knows the stuff.
Okay. Getting a double check here. In the other room. The Sprite versus 7-Up challenge. Please hold while we listen to this lovely music. We will be joining with you momentarily. Please right. hold.
Then we're back, brother.
And we're back. And we're back. All right.
That's good music.
Okay.
All right.
My God, this is
the
all
test.
Like presented. Oh man.
All right, let's see it.
Okay.
We have returned.
Now explain to everyone what you've just done.
Alright, so I have gone to a secret location located somewhere
in
the bunker of the facility of the cave here. And okay. We have brought here a test, a blind taste test. One cup has Sprite. One cup has 7-Up. Which cup it is, we will never know.
Do you know which one is which?
But Carolyn thinks she will know. That's what this is all about. Now,
no, I have
are
a
you,
50-50 chance.
Now, okay. Now, are you ready for this test?
Yes. Do you guys know which one is which?
We both know.
Yes.
Now, you can't do any
of
this.
Did you mark it?
You can't ask us any questions to do any of your mentalism precog. So we'll just give you. We'll just give you the count of five, and you're gonna take a sip.
Okay.
And then when you're ready, after your thoughts, after this musical interlude, you will tell us your decision.
Do you remember when Chris
and
Angel read our mind?
One, two.
Okay. Wait, which one am I supposed to take first?
You can take whatever you want. Hold on. Put your hand back.
Okay.
Now, go.
I think this is...
Nope. Put it down and then say what you're...
Wait, let me just taste again. Don't say you will, then play you will. I pray you will. Miss is so fly, crash lands in my room. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Can I
give my answers?
All right, now, James, are you ready?
Yeah.
Carolyn, are you ready?
Yes.
What is your answer?
Sprite, 7-Up.
you're right.
Oh, man.
You didn't mark these.
No, that was right.
Yeah. Oh, but there's a dot here. Okay.
Dot.
You are correct.
A dot for the 7-Up dot.
How could you... Now, how could you tell?
Okay, The Sprite has a tad, slight, just very slight tad of, like, a lemon. Do you want to try it again?
That was lemon lime.
Yeah, well, like, no, but like a lemon lime, okay? But it's very, 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 like, it's just very, very light.
Okay.
Do you want to try it, though? Here, I still have a little bit left.
I've drank it before.
No, but, like, it actually helps if you close your eyes a little bit.
I'm telling you,
I have precog.
So how could you? So that's how you. So you couldn't assess that one was 7-Up, but you could assess one was Sprite.
No, but I did. But like by process of elimination at that point, because okay. I was comparing the flavors, and then I closed my eyes each time.
Man, that sucks. I really thought I knew 7-Up, man. I really thought I knew 7-Up.
Well, just remember that Sprite has a slight lemon lime. Very, just very but slightly more.
So does 7-Up.
No, but it's 7-Up is not as fruity.
Well, what? I'm not really.
7-Up is not as gay.
I'm not really like a master of like knowing, like the lemon lime taste as much. So,
James, you know what I'm talking about? The lemon lime taste, just not very sure. Slight.
They both pretty much taste the same to me.
They very much do. No, they very much do. Pretty much do taste the same, but. There is a lemon-lime slightness.
Yeah, but they're both lemon-lime, aren't they?
No, but it's like a little bit sweeter of a lemon-lime. It's really just a little bit sweeter. Just a tad bit.
But I get it wrong, so whatever.
Yeah, so it's not... I don't know the difference. What if we put Sierra Mist in there? I don't know if we have Sierra Mist, though.
Oh, my gosh. We should do we should do, like, just, like, radio shows of just taste tests.
Can we pinpoint the Sierra Mist? That'd be, like, the real question. Can we find Sierra Mist in anything?
Sierra Mist tastes just like Sprite.
Sprite.
It's probably closer to the Sprite side of things.
Like, I can tell the difference. Like, I can tell the difference between Coke and Pepsi. Like, that's distinctive to me. Like, I
and
know what, that.
How do you explain the difference for that? Because I've never actually taken that taste test. This is the first
like,
taste test
Coke
I've ever
Pepsi's
taken.
Coke and Pepsi is easy.
Yeah, like I feel
but
that
like,
Coke...
But like, how do you explain it?
Coke feels like it's like a fresh... Not a fresh... For some reason, I feel Coke is more of a solid taste. But Pepsi sort of seems like it's more sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
It's like sweeter, but it's not like a hardcore sugary. You know what I mean? It's sugar, but it's like feels like a healthier sugar. But classic Coke, it's just like here's your block of like awesome.
Classic Coke
is the always. Best. The best was when Trisha the other day was like, I like classic Coke. I think she got that from us though.
There was like James, we're Carolyn and I were sitting in the other room after like we're eating our Thanksgiving meal. And Trisha, like the daughter of one of our family friends. She's like, I forget, five or...
I think she's six.
Six, whatever. I think she's fifth grade now?
No, she's third.
At third grade? She came up to us, and she's like... she's like, you're not allowed to see... my dad says I can't see naked boys, but my mom can see me naked, my dad can see naked. And somehow she was like, I can... But, I don't want to see, like... I don't want to see my mom or dad naked. I don't want a picture of my dad. But she did this weird giggle. She's like, "No, I don't want to see my dad naked."
That is weird.
I didn't think it was like super weird, but it was just like she was just talking about. I think the way you're explaining it is a little bit off because she was just like, "I'm not allowed to see people naked." I don't even. But then she's like, "But my mom and dad can see me naked."
But whoa. I don't.
But like, but it wasn't like no. But it wasn't like sexual. It was just like probably in like a bathtub or
so
something.
So sexual.
It could make you sexual.
I mean, it probably was like it probably did something that she should not have said. But like she's probably just being like yeah. Like she was kind of goofy. She was in like a sugar high mood.
You're ignorant. So ignorant.
They took pictures of my lower left torso.
My penis. When did he say that?
He did.
I never saw that.
What is the lower left torso? What is that? Your hip?
Michael Jackson said that in like the press conference, and like, or he was getting like interviewed for the child molestation trials or whatever.
Do you have it on tape?
No, but there was like an audio.
You can probably watch that online. Man.
No, seriously, there was an audio YouTube. Of him being like, "They took pictures of my penis, my lower left torso,
my vagina." Oh, you didn't drink these all the way. You're supposed to drink these all the way.
I didn't. I don't know. My tummy isn't feeling well. I can't drink all this soda.
Now we just have a whole bunch of empty cups and cans and plates on the ground, on the table.
Here, Joe.
No, I can't drink it. I'm allergic to that.
Why? Because I drank it. Here.
Fine. Go.
That's 7-Up. Or no, that's Sprite. Sorry.
Oh! Disqualification!
No! I didn't mean to yell that loud.
W-A-N-B-C.
They took pictures of my lower left torso.
Ignorant.
So, while you were over
here,
while you were over at do you have any
while
interesting?
While you were over at the Middle East,
do you have any interesting stories about the people that you were working with?
Did you make friends?
Actually, we're probably not gonna have enough time to talk about this right now. Yeah. It's probably
isn't this the end of the show?
It could be like another segment.
We're gonna have to do a whole new segment on that, so you gotta stay tuned
for
that.
Stay tuned for next week.
Next week we go.
Next week we're gonna.
This was a very
special Operation Freedom.
This is a very special moment. Yeah, man, you went on. Your mom has a Facebook account.
I know.
That's how I saw all the pictures of you.
Really?
Online.
Are you my buddy?
Yeah, man.
He's friends with your mom.
I messaged, dude. Remember?
Oh yeah. Forgot.
I had a feeling that you were probably sometimes bored over there because sometimes you'd just be like, hey.
Like, oh yeah, I sent you a message. Say, hey, what's up?
And I'm like,
yeah, you didn't mess with me back, goddammit.
No, but you logged off, and then I was like, where are you?
Well, I think I waited like 10 minutes. And
well, I didn't know that I didn't know that you messaged me, and then all of a sudden I look at bottom of my screen, it says James, like, hey there, and then I'm like, hello, and then it's like, and then it pops up like James is already offline, and I was like, oh okay.
Yeah, I didn't know that you can message on Facebook. When someone did that to me, it freaked me out.
Yeah, like I only messaged with someone once before you, so like I'm not used to looking below the screen, and then I was like, what? I don't know. But yeah.
Oh, yeah. Facebook. Good. You guys can find us all on Facebook. I hope you all enjoy the show. That was a very interesting show. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And I'm James.
Yes.
And that's the end of our show.
Filling in.
See you guys later.
Bye.